every day the men and women of the Baltimore County Police Department put on their uniform and go out into our communities facing risk that few of us would ever encounter and most of us wouldn't even consider. Early this morning, police officer Jason Schneider, 36 years of age, did what he and every other police officer in this department do. They put their uniform on, and with great bravery, they risked their lives to protect our county. During a well-prepared police event, Officer Schneider was killed in the line of duty, and we deeply mourn his loss. He leaves his wife and two children, his parents and his two brothers. I can only tell you that we don't always appreciate what our police do for us every day, but it's times like this when we know how grateful we are for their bravery and for their sacrifice. We as a county will, of course, come together around our fallen hero, and I ask all county residents to keep Officer Schneider's family in their prayers. You're going to hear from Police Chief Jim Johnson, who will give you details about the police event, and then we'll hear from the shock trauma doctors who can update you on the medical condition and the scenario that took place. So with that, Chief Johnson, thank you.
At daybreak this morning, a tactical team entered a structure in the 1200 block of Winters Lane. After an extensive tactical briefing and much planning, numerous tactical members served a search warrant on that structure. The purpose of the warrant was to apprehend an individual wanted for a shooting that took place approximately a week ago on Winters Lane. Upon entering the structure, the tactical officers detected movement, people inside the structure that began to flee. While in the structure, searching room to room, their presence was clearly known. We know the suspects clearly knew that we were police officers. One of our tactical officers, Jason, turned a corner, at which time he was struck several times. As he was going down, he returns fire, striking the suspect several times. And that individual is currently at this facility now undergoing treatment. Jason was a 13-year member of the agency. Over a decade of experience in our tactical division, he was extraordinarily experienced. A leader within that unit. This is a terrible loss for Baltimore County. His noble work is greatly appreciated, and his role in the great human experience brought us here today. And certainly we'll continue our efforts to investigate what happened, where the guns came from, and other circumstances related to this tragic, violent crime. I'm going to ask the physicians of shock trauma, who have been great partners in providing medical services to public safety for decades, to speak for a moment. Doctor?
All right, we have Dr. Stein and Dr. O'Connor.
Morning. As you've heard, unfortunately, Tactical Officer Schneider was brought in early this morning suffering from several gunshot wounds. Despite the best efforts of the entire shock trauma center, he did not survive his injuries. We are currently treating a second patient who was brought from the same scene. He is in critical condition. and is continuing to receive treatment. On behalf of the entire Shock Trauma Center and the University of Maryland, our most deepest heartfelt sympathies to Officer's family and the entire Baltimore County Police Department. They are our partners very much, and we are deeply feel their loss as well. Deborah Stein, S-T-E-I-N. Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H.
Okay, do you have any questions? S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R.
We've been very fortunate in Baltimore County. We've experienced violent crime decreases for quite some time. In fact, the last 5 years, some of the lowest violent crime rates we've seen since the early 1970s. We've had several shootings in that Wilkins Precinct area. We do not believe that the Winters Lane shooting that we're investigating that brought us to the search warrant today is related to the other cases. If you have any reports of an explosion, it may be a common tactic for our SWAT team to use certain technology and tools that may have caused that sound.
Anything else?
That's correct. You know what? I'm sorry. When I, you know, think about and reflect upon all the work that we do and the hundreds of thousands of calls and the tens of thousands of violent crimes our officers respond to, you know, it's absolutely remarkable that this agency has experienced such few losses. And, you know, even today, the best equipment, the best training, the best planning, the best execution of the detail, the round makes its way through and takes the life of this very brave man.
How are you doing? How is the force doing?
Yeah, these things hurt terribly, particularly in units where these men and women become very close, and you're dependent upon your co-workers. Everyone has a job, just like a football team. Everyone has a role, and this is particularly hard. This one's particularly hard. This is a great guy. And can you imagine what he did in 10 years in tactical? How many hundreds of these things he's done? And this one damn incident unfolds like this. So.
I do just want to let you know that the chief and I had an opportunity to talk to the family, and Jason's dad is a retired Baltimore City police officer. The family is remarkably stoic and brave and collected. Talking to the family, you get a real sense of how special a person Jason was.
Thank you.